We're on the Gemara on Lamed Hei Amud Aleph. Tana Rabbanan, Pri Eitz Hador, Eitz Shetam, Eitz Tam, Eitz O Pirio Shoda. The Rambam explains, first of all, that all these rayas that Pri Eitz Hador is an Esrog, and similar, are all just after the fact. We know that an Esrog is an Esrog because that's the Halacha, Halacha Lom Shmi Sinai. Where we know it from the Torah, that's what the Gemara is trying to figure out. How do we know that from the Torah, a source in the Torah, that that's the case in the Torah Shebichsav? But Halacha Lom Shmi Sinai, I don't know if it's exactly Halacha Lom Shmi Sinai, but the Mesorah always was, when Moshe Rabbeinu was given the Torah, that an Esrog is an Esrog. So Pri Eitz Hador, Eitz Shetam Eitzo Bupir Yoshodim. Aviomer Zesra. It's a tree that the fruit and the tree have a similar taste. So Mar says the aim of poplin, like we learned before, that pepper also, the bark and the fruit have a similar taste. Kidatanya, Hoyarebi Meir Omer, Mimash Mishanem or Tatim Kol Eitz, any Odeshu Eitz Machel. Right? If it says that Varlautem or Loso as Pirio, obviously it's talking about fruit trees, it's talking about orla. So why do you have to say Eitz Machel? Well, you plant an Eitz Machel, obviously it's an Eitz Machel, we're talking about Paris. So why do you have to say Eitz Machel? Matam with lumber Eitz Machel, Shetan Eitz O Pirio Shoveh. It's talking about a tree, even a tree where the fruit and the bark taste the same. Heavy omers of palplin, and that's talking about peppers. Lamedcha shapalplin chayavim ba'orla. I might think that peppers are potter from oral. We'll see when second Rashi says one reason and Tosa says another reason. Right? The Ein Eretz Yisroel Chaseira Klum. So Kamash Malan, that even peppers, what's it called? Pepper, not peppers. Pepper is chayiv in orla. Shenemer lo sechs or kol ba. An Eretz Yisroel isn't missing anything. It even has pepper. So Rashi. Pri H, Sheha H Kipri, Betam Shove. The H and the Pri have a similar taste. Mimash Mishanemer Tatem Uksiba Sefe Lo Yochel Eine Yodea de Beitz Michael Mishtoikra. It's talking about Orla, it's talking about something you can eat. Because you can't eat it, what's the issur of eating it? Chayovim Ba'orla, Delotema Min Yeriko. What was the Havamina? Why would I think that pepper is potter? Because it's a vegetable. And what's it called? Orla only applies to fruit. Mipneshu Eit Shofel Kimin Rosam She'inu Govah Min Aretz. Rashi says that one of the simonim of a tree, as opposed to a vegetable, is how high it is. And since this grows on a low bush, I might think that it's not chayiv in orla, kamash malon. So some learn from here that any very low bushes, right, even if they produce fruit on the same branch constantly, because you make a bori priya eitz on it, right, still it's not chayiv in orla. Tosus argues, and Tosus says, doesn't make a difference how high the bush is, the tree is, that's not a condition for orla, right? Here the reason is because dried orla is not considered a fruit, a food at all. If you eat a dry pepper, if you eat dry pepper on Yom Kippur, you're not chayiv, it's not considered a maichel. And since the peppers are going to eventually dry up, and that's when you use them, I might think that there's no inyan of orla even when they're moist. That's the Havamin, according to Tosfos. According to Rashi, that's one of the simonim. In fact, they have different simonim of what distinguishes a tree from a yerek. One, some say that Rashi says here that the height makes a difference. Others say it depends if it grows on the same branch again, or you need a new branch. But the same, the halachas of Bari Priha Eitz, they're not necessarily the same. Others say it has to be a tree that has a woody, inflexible stalk. But from this Rashi is one of the Kitznoi. Okay. Where it says, Mishum de lo efshir. So maybe when the Torah said Pri Eitz Hador, it meant a pepper tree. Where it says, it's not shy. Chechi navid. Ninkot chada lo minkor lekichosa. You have to have a lekicha that's nicker. Take one peppercorn, right, that's not nicker. Ninko trei, right, otalta, or take a lot of them. Omer achmona, echod omer achmona, lo shnayim. Pri Eitz Hador, one, not more than one. Right? Lo shnayim v'shlosha peros. Hilkach lo efshir. Therefore, it can't mean a pepper. So, therefore, it means an esrog, which is also tam eitzo pir yoshoveh. Okay. Others ask, Lechora, peppers are not harder, not a beautiful tree, right? Now, the pshat is, some say that it means that maybe both are okay. The chatchila, take the nice one, the esrig. If you don't have an esrig, then take a pepper. It's better than nothing. Okay, but mice are the mice. It's not like that. Pepper's not considered a...
very small. They're talking about peppercorns.
Right, peppercorns. Yeah. Okay, Rebbe Omer, al tikre hodr ela hadir. Okay, another remez that pre-ates hodr is an esrig. Read it hadir, a corral. Ma dir ze yesh bo gedolim uktanim, tmimu balimumim. Achinami yesh bo gedolim uktanim, tmimu balimumim. Right, just like a corral has all different sizes of animals in it, big, small, whole, imperfect, so too an esrog tree has many different sizes of esrogim on it, good ones, bad ones, or whatever. Every tree has that, big ones, small ones, or whatever. Not all trees have one standard size, right, and everything is either good or blemished. Elohochi komar. It means not from 1 year's crop. It means that before the small ones come, the big ones are still on the tree. Now it's the same limud we're going to have later from a different perspective, that it's hador be'ilano mishon l'shana. The esrogim stay on the tree from year to year. So you have not big and small, just stam size, meaning new and old ones are on the same tree at the same time. Ravavo Omer al tikri hador ela dover shador beilon mishon mishon. Don't read hador, but hador, right? That lives. It stays on the tree. It stays on the tree from year to year. Benaze Omer al tikri hador ela idur. Shekain beloshin yivoni korin lamayim idur. The ezu he shigodl al kol mayim. Have the Omer ze esrog. An esrog, you need irrigation. It doesn't grow only on rainwater. You have to have to irrigate it. So that's also Lashon Idur. Creates Hadar, a tree that needs to be irrigated. And obviously there are many trees that need irrigation. And there are even many trees, see, Rashi, maybe not like that, that where the fruit stays on from year to year. But again, we're not learning here the Mekor of Esrog. We're learning a place where we see that the Taka, when the Torah said Esrog, it meant creates Hadar, it meant an Esrog. How is it hinted to in this pasuk that it means an esrog? But it's not that this is the makor, why it has to be dafka an esrog. Rashi. Lo sechzer kobov lenedcha hai eitz machul dafilu paplin b'chlau. Right, when it says that you should plant fruit trees in Eretz Yisrael, it means even peppers, nothing's missing. Ninkotcha, the garin echot. So Mar says you can't have a pepper because how would you be mekayim the mitzvah? Take one little pepper, lo minkarim lekichosim. He told Kotna, it's too small. It doesn't look like you're taking anything. Right? Lekachtem, lekichatama has to also be the snicker. Hadir priate shadome ilone ilano le deer shotzon. The tree in some way is like a corral of sheep. Atu kulu ilon lesbu peris gedolim uktanim. Valo kol tapuche ilon. Echad einon shovels, right? All the apples don't look the same. Hachi komer, at sheboim ktanim kolomer hai gedolim uktanim lav shel shona achas komer. It's not fruit of 1 year that's different in size. Ela gedolim shel ishtokeid, gedolim means the ones that completely grew from last year, uktanim shel shona zu, and the little ones are the ones that are growing for this year. She esrik dor of the god will be lomoshtayim v'shol shonim. An esrog can stay on the tree 2 to 3 years. Ukshiboyim v'chontin shal achshav adayin gedolim dishtokit kayonbo. When the new ones are just coming out, the old ones are still on the tree. Hador v'hi de rabbi elav mashmuusa plige mar dorish leiloshin dira mar dorish leiloshin dira. It's the same remez that the esrog stays on the tree for more than 1 year, but one learns it from the loshin of hador, it stays on the tree. The other one from the Lashon of deer, like it's like a corral. Okay. Okay, let's go on. Shal Asheira v'shal ira nidachas posel, my timer, kivin l'sreifa koi ksusi mechtashure. Right, since the esrog, something that is Asheira or ira nidachas has to be burnt, so and since it has to be burnt, so even if, according to Rav Shimon, if it has to be burnt, it's like it's burnt. But even according to the Rabbanan, who say that something that has to be burnt is not like it's burnt right now, but lemais, it's what's it called, doesn't have any chashivas. So the nail, it loses its shear. It's not considered as if it has a shear. And we said that there's another girsa here, the Rambam's girsa, that it's possible because of mitzvah bovadeira. Or l'apostle, my time. Why is or l'apostle? So first of all, Tosus points out, could have said first, why or l'apostle? It has to be burnt. Orl is one of the things that have to be burnt. So it's ksuse mechta shiuri. But the Gemara is going to say there's another reason by orla that applies to other things that don't have to be burnt. And that's why the Gemara has a machlokas by orla. But enochanami, orla itself, it could be that the reason is because it has to be burnt. But there's another reason why orla would be possible, even if it wouldn't have to be burnt. My time, a pligi bor of chia bar ovin vrabasi. Chad omer lefishein bo heter achila. Can't eat it. And in order to be lochem, right, lochachtem lochem, it has to be something you could eat. And the other one says that it has to have a din mama and has to be worth something. And orla is not worth anything. It's asar banoa. So in order to be lochem, it has to be worth something. It's not worth something. It's not yours. The Gemara says, kosoka daite, man de boy heter achila, lo boy din mama. We think now that they're arguing, each one holds exclusively what they say. The one who said that it has to have a heter achila, but it doesn't have to be worth anything. But you have to be able to eat it. But if you can eat it and it's not worth anything, you're also yotzei. Uman de boy din mamam lo boy heter achila. The one who says it has to be worth something, that's the ikar. Even if you can't eat it, but it's worth something, that, what's it called, that also you yotzei. Tanan, so now we'll see that that can't be. As the Mishnah says, shall truma tmeya posel. Right? If you have an esrog of truma tmeya, it's posel. Bishlam alaman yom rofi shem bo heter achila shapir. You can't eat truma tmeya. So according to the one who says the main consideration is, could you eat it or not? Is that called lochem? You can't eat this. That's why it's possible. But according to the one who says you don't have to eat it, the way we're learning now, but it has to just have a shavius. So it has a shavius. You can put it under your, use it for fuel. You're allowed to burn truma tumeya and be nahena from it. So the chori, you can't eat it, but you get a benefit from it, which is a shava pruta. So why is it possible? Everybody holds you have to be able to eat the esrog to be called lochem. If you can't eat it, for sure it's possible. But even something ki plige but din mama, right? One holds that even if you could eat it, but it doesn't have a din mama, it's also possible. And the other one holds no. The ikar is the achila. If you could eat it, even if it doesn't have a din mama, you're yotzei. Marsover heter achila bo'ina and din mamon lo bo'ina. One holds, all you have to do is be able to eat it, but it doesn't have to have a shavius. Marsover din mamon nomi bo'ina. My binayu. What's the difference between them? Where do you have something that you're allowed to eat and it has no shavius? Right? So it has a heter achila, but no din mamon. Ike binayu, maiser sheni, v'yushalayim. Aliba de Rameir. Rameir holds that maiser sheni is mamon gavoa. Doesn't belong to you. Belongs to the Rabban Shalom. But you're allowed to eat it. The Rabban Shem gives you permission to eat it, but you can't do anything else with it. It's mamon gavoa. It's not yours. So din achila it has, but not a din mamon. So the Man Yomru says that everything depends on being able to eat it, to hold you yotzei. And the one who holds you need to eat it and that it should be worth something to you, you're not yotzei because it's not worth anything to you. L'man Yomru l'fi she'en bo heter achila, har yesh bo heter achila. L'man Yomru l'fi she'en bo din mamon, ma'isr she'eni mamon gavoa hu. Gemara says, "Tistayim the Ravasi, the Omer Lefish Ein Badin Mamon." Let's establish that it was Ravasi. We had before one said this and one said that. We don't know who said what. Let's establish that it was Ravasi who said that in addition to having a heter achila, it also has to be worth something. The Omer Ravasi, Esrik Shol Meiser Sheni, the Divrei Meir Ein Adam Yosef Vayidecha Vaso Biyantef, the Divrei Chachamim Odin Yotzei Vayidecha Vaso Biyantef, Tistayim. So Gemara says, we bring what's it called, memra, that Ravasi said, that an esrog of Maaser Sheni, according to Rameir, you're not yotzei, and according to the Chacham, who hold that Maaser Sheni is momen hedyet, it's not momen gavoa, belongs to the person who brings it to Yerushalayim to eat, right, so you are yotzei. So according to the Chacham, who say Maaser Sheni is momen hedyet, you're yotzei, and according to Rameir, you're not yotzei. So it's a proof. Gemara says, that's what's it called. So Enochanami, it's a proof that it was Ravasi who said that you need a din mamon in addition to the din achila. Okay, Rashi. Lefi she'ein bo heter achila v'rachmona omar lochem haroi lochem b'chol darchi anasa. You have to be able to eat it, right? If that's what you don't have to eat a lulav, right? Lulav is also lochem, but it has to be whatever you can benefit from this thing. You have to be able to benefit, even eating it. Lefi she'ein bo din mamon she'ein oshav pruta disurei hanahu orla zisurei hanah. It's not worth a pruta. Hilkach lav shalochemu. Something less than a shav pruta is not called yours. Or it says, Kosoka dai tichman de boy heterachila, ihavi be heterachila, kagon maiser sheni birushalayim, lo boy din mama. In the beginning, we thought that each one holds their thing exclusively. That if you have a heterachila, according to the one who holds your net heterachila, you don't need a din mama at all. Okay? Dafa pi shein mamono, lore mayor, domra bitushin, maiser sheni mama gavoahu, veino nichse hedut, lakadish boisho, you can't do anything with it, it's not yours. That the Rabban Shem gave you permission to eat it, invited you to his table, but it's not your thing. You can't mekadosh nisha with it. So kosher lotzisbo. So the Rabban Yomro says that it depends on heter achila, ma'aser sheni in Yerushalayim, according to Rav Meir, you'd be yotze with. Because even though it's not yours, but you can eat it. That's the ikur. Uman de boy din momen lo boy heter achila. And we think that the one who holds that it has to be yours, meaning that it has a shavius, it has some worth to you, right, even if you can't eat it. Umachshir esrog shel tevel she'asur b'achila mutar b'hana, and he would be machshir an esrog of tevel, which is asur mutar b'hana. You're allowed to have hana from tevel. You're allowed to feed it to your animal achila saroi, but you're not allowed to eat it yourself. Ela leman diomer lefi she'ein ba din mamon, avo heter achila lo ba'inan umishum din mamon korin be'lochem, right? Hari mesikel azu tachzav shila. Why is truma tamei apostle according to him? If that's the pshat. L'chora, you're allowed to be nehena from truma tameya, even though you can't eat it. Kidi amrinan, titein lo v'lo la'oro, mechlau debas orohu. Ela beheter achila dekuli ama lo bo'inan. Right? Dekuli ama bo'inan. It's a mistake in the Rashi. Heter achila, everybody holds you need. V'afilu yesh bo din momam lo miskashim b'lo heter achila. Everybody holds that it has to be able to be eaten. And esrog, if you can't eat it, you're not yotzer. Right, the kivin de lochaz yilechol darche anoa lav lochemu. It's not called lochem if you can't eat an esrog. But the machlokas is, do you also need din momen or not? Din momen lo ba'inan. Im muteris ba'achila. If it's muter ba'achila, one man di omer holds, that's enough. And the other man di omer says, no, in addition to being able to eat it, it has to be yours. In other words, you have to own it, what's it called, momen wise. Kigom ma'aser sheni b'yerushalayim. What's the case where it could be not yours, but you're allowed to eat it? Ma'aser sheni Yerushalayim, v'aliba de Rav Meir, kosher. According to Rav Meir, according to that man di omer, that all you need is heter achila, be kosher. Umasnisin de tani shal ma'aser sheni b'Yerushalayim kosher, afilu k'Rav Meir, domer ma'aser sheni momen gavohu m'sukma. Din momen nomi bo'inan, ma'aser sheni Rav Meir apostle. And the other man di omer holds no. In addition to a din achila, you also have to have a din momen. And therefore, ma'aser sheni Yerushalayim, according to Rav Meir, would be apostle. And the Mishnah says which is that it's kosher, it goes only according to the Rabbanan. But according to Rav Meir, it would be possible. The Amri Momen Hedyatu, Umakachin Boase Isha. Right? The Rabbanan hold the Maisa Sheni in Yerushalayim. You're allowed to eat it and it's yours. You can Makadosh and Isha, you can do whatever you want with it. But what's it called? The Rav Meir holds its Momen Gavoa. Tistaim Dravasi Hudomer Lafishain Bodin Momon, the Inomi Ika Heter Achila, Din Momon Nomi Buenan. Let's establish that Ravasi is the one who holds you need both. Even though you could eat it, it also has to have a din mama. The Shal Maisa Rav Meir Pasul. And therefore you would hold that Maisa Sheni in Yerushalayim, according to Rav Meir, the Esther will be Pasul.